Dupont system. And I can't say that you. I'd like to bring up one of the first people here. Andrea? Would like to. A young student from Marathon High School would like to make some facts on our CYA system's incarceration system. That rocks our youth up.
CYA is the largest youth prison system in the nation. CYA has 4,500 youth living in their facilities up and down the state. CYA is costing our state over 85,000 per youth per year. CYA is holding youth captive instead of incarcerating them. CYA does not provide them with much needed mental health or drug rehab programs. CYA words or in inmates are made up of mostly African American, Latino, and Asian youth from poor and working families. CYA is responsible for atrocious and horrible human rights violations, including torture, sexual assault, and 23-hour solitary confinement.
CYA is bad for youth and society. Over 90% of the youth who spend their time in CYA will end up back in jail or prison. So let's shut down CYA!
Shut it down!
There's just students from Marathon High School. We got students from everywhere. We got students from Baltimore High.
Yay, what's up?
From UCSC. From Marathon.
Yourself?
Good. Two of these guys too?
Right on, dude.
And
people, especially companies, are profiting off the enslavement of adults as well as young people. They're keeping it there for profiting through the commissary system. They're charging them for medical benefits or for medical use. And all this is coming out of the pockets of the families. We have to demand a subsidy.
What?
We're here to bring light to the situation. No more prison. No more abuse in the CYA system. Everybody repeat. No more prison.
No more prison.
No more prison.
No more prison.
No more prison. Stop the abuse.
Yeah.
all the lives that are stolen and abused and broken in the CYA. So we demand that these 10 prisons are shut down, and instead that over $400 million that gets spent every year by California on the youth prison system, we want that money. We're going to use that money for community-based programs that actually help the children, that actually help them heal and rehabilitate and support their creativity and their leadership. Support to the families that need support. Bring our youth home. Shut down the CYA. What do the Brown Berets say? Shut down the CYA.
Shut down the CYA.
CYA, folks, that's the theme. That's the theme today. So everybody say, together with unity, stop the impunity.
Stop the impunity.
Stop the abuse.
Stop the abuse.
We got no use for a crooked system. We'd in fact stand right here and diss them. You don't gotta repeat after that. I'd just like to drop some facts. The fact that you could send two children to Harvard, you'd send two college students to Harvard for a year for the cost of incarcerating and not educating one youth in the CYA system? That makes no sense. You can give kids all the power, all the encouragement, all the education in the world. And instead the system locks down these youth, primarily people of color, showing once again the racist historical roots of this whole criminal injustice system. Yeah, they've been trying to figure out how to control people of color ever since slavery ended. First it was poll taxes, sharecropping, you name it. Now you got modern day slave institutions. They call them public schools, unfortunately. That's right! Make some noise! Education on public schools, on counselors and guidance to help these children get into college where they can get greater access to opportunities and education. Instead of funding schools, California is building prisons. We need to reanalyze our priorities, our spending priorities as a state. Because like the sister before me said, when you spend $400 million a year annually on prisons, I don't know how much the state of California spends on education. But I'd just be curious to know if they spend more on education or if they spend more on prisons here in California.
No more jail! No more jail!
The interesting thing is that if
Yeah, unfortunately, while schools are laying off teachers, they're shutting down facilities, they're moving facilities. In Santa Cruz, you have schools closing down. While teachers and guidance counselors are being laid off, the prison guard union, the guards that guard the children in the CYA and in the adult prison system, they just got a pay raise. Boo! Unfair! Bad priorities when you put teachers and children and students out on the street and you provide jobs for prison guards. It's a bad set of priorities we got going on. You know, people should stand behind organized labor, but the prison guard union here in California needs to be challenged. Stand in solidarity with the good unions. And when our brothers get corrupted, we need to get them back on the righteous path. We need to get the guard union to take a responsible position. Get more counselors into the union. Get more teachers into the prison guard union. Get people that'll actually help these prisoners instead of just abusing them. Prisons used to be about rehabilitation. Prisons used to be about helping people atone for their crimes, helping society recover, and reducing the damage that these criminals, these quote-unquote criminals, that these people are doing against society. But it seems now that it's more about warehousing them and trying to exploit them in one way or another. Making them work for slave labor conditions in sweatshops and telecall centers. You ever gotten a telemarketing call from a prison? You should ask your telemarketers where they're calling you from. They won't ever tell you, but sometimes it's from inside a prison. There's over 2 million people in the United States jails today, and it's climbing. The prison population in the United States is climbing. Meanwhile, the college population, declining. Students, schools are facing crises nationwide. States are facing deficits. Yet we find money to go invade countries, bomb civilians.
Solution never sucks.
Daryl Issa, this Republican senator, finds $1.7 million to fund the recall effort to get his buddy Schwarzenegger in office, to remove the democratically elected, albeit he had his faults, to remove Gray Davis. And now Schwarzenegger, he's listening to the prison guard union. He's not considering abolishing the CYA. He put up this stupid little blue ribbon panel that's going to just rubber stamp his recommendations. He is not going to fundamentally change the CYA system, and that's what we need. Don't be insane! Close to CYA! That's right, folks! Make some noise!
Go ahead. Yeah, we're here. This is Augusto Cesar Sandino Segundo from the Global Local on Free Radio Santa Cruz. And I am here talking with
Monet from Books Not Bars.
Excellent. And that organization is what?
We're up in San Francisco. It's an organization that focuses on moving money away from the prison system and into education and alternatives to our incarceration. And right now we're working specifically on the campaign to shut down the CYA.
And what exactly is the CYA for our listeners that don't know?
Sorry, the CYA is short for California Youth Authority, and it's California's youth prison system. So it's the last stop on the train, essentially, for children who are going through the juvenile justice system. And it makes it's 10 prison facilities across the state, and it houses about 4,500 youth, 85% of whom are of children of color, the large percentage black and Latino of that 85%. Mm-hmm. So it's essentially a racist warehousing system for the young people of California.
Well put, well put. How much money goes into this whole incarceration system of youth?
It's about over $400 million a year California spends, which breaks down to about $80,000 a year per youth.
So the $400 million number is just in terms of youth incarceration?
That's
only youth incarceration.
Right.
Do you have any idea what the entire the prison budget is for California?
Yeah, the California spends $5.7 billion a year on the prison system in general in the state, which is, so that's youth and adult prison system.
And do you have any idea how that ranks in terms of, like, priorities? I know education remains the number one expenditure of the state of California, but sounds like quite a chunk of money. You said $5.7 billion California spends on its entire prison system.
Right. So if we're looking at just per youth spending for the state, the California Youth Authority spends $80,000 per youth per year. The education system in California allocates around $7,000 per youth per kid. So over 10 times more a year per youth is spent on incarcerating and warehousing young people as opposed to educating them.
So they're spending 10 times as much, more than 10 times as much money per youth on incarcerated children. But, like, I mean, how effective is this system? I mean, obviously, we're spending $7,000 and getting, you know, fairly decent students out of the public education system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you carried this thought through, mm-hmm. you'd think maybe that by spending $80,000 on a child, they'd have to be super kids when they're done with the whole program, right? Does that analogy hold true? Or?
No, unfortunately. California is the number one incarcerator in the nation and spends the most amount of money on incarcerating young people. And a very small amount of money educating young people. And unfortunately, the trade-off doesn't work that way. Instead, the California law says that the youth authority is supposed to rehabilitate its children, but instead, the young people receive little to no education, little to no counseling, are in 23-hour-a-day lockdown, receive their education that they do receive while in cages that are 4 feet by 4 feet. The children who are in 23-hour-a-day lockdown, their 1 hour of exercise a day is also in a cage that size. The kids are either over-drugged or not receiving the medication that they should be receiving because they're misdiagnosed or never get diagnosed. Children are subject to extreme violence and abuse, are terrorized and traumatized all the time. Chemical weapons are used by the guards at all times on youth. The children talk about the guards setting up the whole, you know, the gang system inside in order to pit children against each other so that violence is a constant everyday occurrence. And then in the case of Darrell Feaster and Dion Whitfield, children are actually being killed by the system.
Wow. And what happened to them?
Those are two young men, again, Darrell Feaster and Dion Whitfield, who were found hanged in their cell in January 19th of this year. Their families are convinced that the system killed these two young men. While in the CYA, they underwent extreme torture and terror, and we're here today at this candlelight vigil. We're also joined by 8 cities across the state. Over 1,000 people are gathering tonight to honor the young men, their lives, and to say that their lives will not be in vain, and Californians demand that this system be shut down.
Awesome. Recently, there was a video released that was shown nationwide, and essentially it showed the two prison guards, maybe more,
mm-hmm.
abusing children. You know, essentially a fight broke out. One of the youths attacked a counselor or something, and then essentially overwhelming force was used to subdue these youths after they were already, like, on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They were, I mean, the video shows them beaten several more times. These children are completely subdued. I mean, Is that one of the things that kind of brought this whole campaign into light? Or?
Well, it actually wasn't that.
What role did that play, I guess, in this?
Well, that plays a huge role as further proof of the devastating violence and torture that young people are facing inside. It also now, with Lockyer's, with the state's refusal to press charges against those six prison guards who brutally beat those two boys, the state's refusal to do that is further proof that this California is not prioritizing the health and safety of its young people, and it's saying that prison guards are somehow above the law, are not subject to the same laws, and are allowed to brutally beat young people and get away with it. The video is like, it's like a Rodney King style vicious beating. One of the youth is shown to be beaten 28 times repeatedly, consecutively in the face, and nothing happens to that guard. It's shocking. And that video and the release of that video furthers the passion and furthers the demand. But this demand, we've known this system has been failing for years, and it's high time that we all come together to speak out against it and demand justice.
One other example I heard recently as another example of the abuse that occurs in the system is the shoes. Yes, the security housing units, if I'm not correct. Is that used in the CYA system, or is that just the adult prison system?
I don't know if that's used in the youth prison system. I know for a fact that it's used in the adult prison system. Yeah. I have to look into whether or not it's an. Do you know that?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard it come up in this context, and I don't know if people are making an analogy or if that it's actually something that's practiced. I'll figure that out.
You know, essentially, for listeners that don't know, the shoes were these boxes that people literally can't even stand up in. They have to like lie down in or sit on their butt or on their legs. You know, they can't stand up. It's only like 4 or 5 feet tall, and this thing, you know, 7 feet long, 5 feet wide, something like that. That is what the security housing unit is. It's supposed to be for the most violent and dangerous of, you know, the prison population.
Yeah, I think that there's lots of stuff that hasn't come out in reports and that the public doesn't have access to finding out, which is terrifying, because the stuff that we do know is so atrocious and disgusting that it's terrifying to think about the things that exist that we don't know about. I know that youth have been forced as a form of torture to kneel on nails, to kneel on sharp objects, and to stay in 4-point restraints and stuff like that for long periods of time. I don't know if the 23-hour-a-day lockdown, what those facilities, if some of them are as abhorrent as the adult facilities. I'm not sure.
You did say, though, that the CYA uses cages?
Yeah, 4 feet by 4 feet cages that you have to duck into and just sit in. And that's how children receive their education, in a series of cages. And there's, you know, they pass their papers in and out, but they have to remain in their locked cages during education.
Okay, well, thank you. I mean, it seems very evident after, you know, the information that you just shared that this system does need to be, you know, either reformed or abolished. What is the position of Books Not Bars?
Books Not Bars says that the 10 facilities need to be shut down immediately. We think that funding, that over $400 million that's spent each year, needs to be funneled into community-based programs that have proven to work, that are underfunded, undersupported at the state level. We think that that community-based programs that are the only things that will best serve the needs of the children. I think that family support, further family support, better education, and then alternatives to incarceration are the only way to go. But this system has proven to fail. Prisons don't work, and they need to be shut down immediately.
What are the major impediments to shutting down the CYA? Why hasn't it happened? In light of all this evidence of abuse and torture, I mean, why is the system even still functional? Who's keeping it open, and why?
Well, there's a lot of special interests that is involved. It's an industry at this point. It's becoming more and more privatized, but major corporations have an investment in prisons being continued to be constructed and open and maintained because they have contracts to help build or maintain those prisons. The prison guard union has a huge investment, of course, in maintaining their jobs, and their union is very strong and has a strong lobbying force in Sacramento. it's also the over criminalization of youth and of people in color, of color in general, in this state. That the state, the media perpetuates this idea that young people and young people of color in particular are violent and need to be in cages and need to be locked in, and there's no hope for them. But this is a sick and racist perception of the world that needs to be reversed. And in fact, these are, you know, these are our future leaders. These are, you know, some of the smartest and most creative young people on the planet, and they need to be fostered and supported. They need to be brought home, returned to their families and their communities, and supported. But we're battling a lot of strong corporate interests and a lot of strong, you know, social concepts that are racist in nature.
I always kind of saw it as society blaming the victims for society's failure to take care of its citizens.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's
you,
a perfect
you
way to think about
it's
it.
It's the demonization of certain classes of people.
Absolutely.
The scapegoating and just...
Absolutely. And it's consistent. It's, this is one example. This is a systematic problem, you know, and it's... and you know, it you find it in every institution that we have in the nation. So this is not, this is by no means the only example of this kind of demonization and criminalization of particular groups of people. You know, we're just focusing on it now because it's it needs to stop immediately.
Definitely.
And if people want to get involved, we have a website, www.booksnotbars, all one word, .org. So booksnotbars.org. You can. We're having a couple events coming up. We're having a Sacramento Day of Action on Thursday, May 20th. We're looking for a mass mobilization to go up to join Books Not Bars and Let's Get Free to make sure that state policymakers know that we want sweeping changes to the legislation and to this CYA. This is an opportunity for us to actually speak to legislators and lobbyists to talk, to, you know, to make our demands and make sure that they know that that Californians demand justice. And then on Wednesday, May 12th, we're going to protest Lockyer's decision not to prosecute the brutal CYA staff. And that's also going to be in Sacramento. So if you log on, or you can call us at 415-951-4844, extension 229, and get all the information you need.
Awesome.
And then locally in Watsonville and Santa Cruz, a new chapter of Critical Resistance is opening up. That
Critical Resistance is what?
That is a prison abolition group, uh-huh. And they're working across the state on similar issues. And there's a chapter starting up here. Jen Laskin's heading that, and then the Brown Berets in Watsonville, a youth group here that is also working on the issue. So those are two local ways to get involved.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Send a big shout out to Payaso for getting me out here and inspiring me to even get into radio in the first place. I come from Free Radio Santa Cruz. We're an unlicensed pirate radio station. And it's fun. I enjoy it. Turn the mic down or something. Turn it. Yeah, where's it from coming from? All right, we'll try it like that. I'm going to read something from a wonderful woman named Arundhati Roy, and it's just a short little something that she wrote before I read what I wrote. So. Donald Rumsfeld said that his mission in the war against terror was to persuade the world that Americans must be allowed to continue their way of life. When the matted king stamps his foot, slaves tremble in their quarters. So, standing here today, it is hard for me to say this, but the American way of life is simply not sustainable, because it doesn't acknowledge that there is a world beyond America. Fortunately, power has a shelf life. When the time comes, maybe this mighty empire will, like others before it, overreach itself and implode from within.
It looks as though structural cracks have already appeared. As the war against terror casts its net wider and wider, America's corporate heart is hemorrhaging. For all the endless, empty chatter about democracy, today the world is run by three of the most secretive institutions in the world: the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the World Trade Organization, all three of which, in turn, are dominated by the United States. Their decisions are made in secret. The people who head them are appointed behind closed doors. Nobody really knows anything about them, their politics, their beliefs, their intentions. Nobody elected them. Nobody said they could make decisions on our behalf. A world run by a greedy bankers and CEOs whom nobody elected can't possibly last. Soviet-style communism failed, not because it was intrinsically evil, but because it was flawed. It allowed too few people to usurp too much power. 21st century market capitalism, American style, will fail for the same reasons. Both are edifices constructed by human intelligence, undone by human nature. The time has come, the walrus said. Perhaps things will get worse, and then better. Perhaps there's a small god up in heaven, readying herself for us. Another world is not only possible, she's on her way. Maybe many of us won't be here to greet her, but on a quiet day, if I listen very carefully, I can hear her breathing. I have hidden my brain from the media campaign of this insane Shrub and company want to fill my brain with hate, but they're way too late because folks like Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and Cesar Chavez already occupy the space inside my head. I am not a brain-dead zombie susceptible to the corporate TV trying to lie to me by telling me my enemy lies in another country. Nah, actually my enemy lies on the other side of my own country because he's illegitimately occupying a powerful position, and he wasn't voted in, he was chosen by an ideologically corrupt Supreme Court. So I gotta retort to all the BS that the media reports. Do you ever wonder why they resort to telling lies? Perhaps so that we don't unify. So long as that red, white, and blue wool is over our eyes, we're still susceptible to this outrageousness. That's why these rhymes I rip, to help my folks emerge clean and enlightened from all this propaganda. Your war cries fall on deaf ears. We want no more tears from all the mothers of all the brothers who've been turned against each other, used like pawns by the war gods of Babylon to protect the white picket lawns of America Kakana. We're told not to think of the innocents, since they live way over there. And why should we care about what happens in foreign lands? We have our gated communities, SUVs, and cable satellite, double broadband, 500 channels, but still nothing on TVs. The New World Economic Order issues orders from behind the doors of secret institutions, dealing death, destruction, and economic destitution worldwide. And if you ain't on their side, that's when the bombs begin. Coming from within a five-sided temple built on sin. The military apparatus is set to harass us with bombs, troops, and gas. All those who would dare oppose, those with the power, those who would shower us with corporate messages. How many aspects of our lives have already been corporatized? How many of us can still see through these lies? I hold these lies to be self-evident, that from here on out, humanity has been created superior, and that corporate capital is now inferior. See, our capitalist crooks have rewrote the history books so that they can catalog all they took from the nooks and crannies of all these so-called third world countries. But I don't see these unseen lines used to divide us from folks and say, Palestine. I, in fact, propose we redefine what we consider our realities to make a world free from unnecessary fatalities. So therefore, I will not remain silent, and I refuse to be violent, but I cannot continue to ignore all of the death, suffering, and gore. Hate perpetuates hate, so I will try to keep it mellow. However, I get really freaking angry when I think of the U.S. foreign policy, the lack of creation, only the death, destruction, the eternal drive of false prophets for more profits. Disregard the pain and strife, accept the end of life. Some may mock it, some may knock it, but my call is for peace and unity. It's true our history would tend to contradict me, but come on, it's the 21st century. We must continue to fight the lack of harmony, work towards unity, and start thinking about human needs instead of this damn corporate greed. Probably 5 minutes or something so far, right? He said 5 to 10, so I'm gonna read some more stuff. This is a short little something that I found enlightening. Consider the man on horseback, and I have been a man on horseback for most of my life. Well, mostly he is a good man, but there is a change in him as soon as he mounts. Every man on horseback is an arrogant man, however gentle he may be on foot. The man in the automobile is 1,000 times as dangerous. I tell you, it will engender absolute selfishness in mankind if the driving of automobiles becomes common. It will breed violence on a scale never seen before. It will mark the end of the family as we know it. The three or four generations living happily in one home. It will destroy the sense of neighborhood and the true sense of nation. It will create giantized cankers of cities, false opulence of suburbs, ruinized countryside, and unhealthy conglomerations of specialized farming and manufacturing. It will make every man a tyrant. This is from R.A. Laffery, and his testimony was written in the late 19th century, meaning like 1890s, around there, and he was considered foolish in his day, but I think looking back, you know, history always gives a new perspective on what you hear and see in one day, you know. What is false today is truth tomorrow. So, voy a leer una más en español. This is called Afuera, por favor. Perdón, mi señor, pero no me gusta el sabor de tu ocupación de mi pobre nación. Sí, somos un pueblo pequeño, pero ya sabes que tenemos los sueños grandes de la libertad, dignidad y justicia de nuestra lucha contra su ideología. ¿Y qué queremos? El derecho de controlar a nuestro futuro, y no el futuro negado que nos das, y no el futuro que has soñado de, porque nunca podrías matar lo que siempre estuvo, está y estará en el alma de todos que se resista. No con sus armas, bombas o explosivas, ni sus soldados o guardias que te podrías matarnos, porque somos alguien que vive en el corazón de cada empleada en cada mansión, en el cerebro de mi compañero, en el libro del estudioso, en la realidad que la verdad nos da. Somos la juventud, somos los viejos, somos las víctimas, somos los explotados, somos educados, somos ignorantes, somos pobres, somos ricos, somos la esperanza. Somos los que dicen no más. Somos el futuro. Somos nuestro futuro. Y que te tengas cuidado, porque su tiempo está limitado. Gracias.
Son.
Yo, man, you know what I mean? Like,
you see what's going on?
Yo, all this shit.
Maybe if I was blind.
Yeah, maybe if I was blind, you know what I mean? Like,
I wouldn't see what's going on.
Basically, you know what I'm saying? But I do. I see all this.
I see it.
Man.
Maybe if I was blind, then I wouldn't see my brother scheming. The street dream for cream, tuck your chain in and you see him fiending. To blast your head off, it's not funny how a body gets lost. My brothers need saving, somebody holler at the Red Cross. I wouldn't see these young ladies with babies. At 13, you barely know what a dick is. You crazy, you fucking, you wasn't thinking. Plus homie was only pimping, it's disgusting. At 16, shit, he's only an infant. If I was blind, I think this baby could advance. But he got babies for parents, plus mama's wearing the pants. Staring out the window, she thought she saw your pops at a glance. Not a chance, when she sees him in your face and your feet and your hands. If I was blind, then nothing like this would bother me. But a kid without a father will hardly grow up properly. Poverty, stomach pains can lead to armed robbery. So a kid becomes tough and gets locked up.
Maybe if I was blind. Maybe if I was blind, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't see y'all little motherfuckers
doing this little dumb shit, you know what
y'all
mean?
Little girls out there.
Yo, y'all wanna be pushing baby carriages?
Y'all so quick to grow up?
14 baby carriages, for
maybe
real?
Maybe if I was blind.
You know what I'm saying? And y'all motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Wanna die for chains and shit.
Maybe if I was blind.
Yo,
maybe if I was blind, then I wouldn't see my people being tortured by an upper class that seems to need a bigger fortune, a bigger portion of the globe. So watch how you roll, cause they murdered our ancestors for gold. If I was blind, I wouldn't know this. I wouldn't see the Mexicans on the corner waiting for work, I wouldn't notice. I wouldn't see my man, the X-Fiend, trying to stay focused, trying to find himself a job, but inside, he's feeling hope. If I was blind, then none of this stuff would matter. I wouldn't be a mad rapper, I'd probably be a rich bastard. But then again, the industry might love that, cause then I'll be one of them and leave behind all that rough rap. If I was blind, I hear Bush and believe him. I think other countries hate us cause they're envious of our freedom.
What freedom?
The freedom for the rich to oppress millions. Free to go to your country, pay you nothing, I get me billions.
If I was blind,
the oppressor will only be held down for so long.
For real, you know what I mean? It's time to stand up.
The people will rise forward.
Maybe if I was blind, maybe if I was blind,
the soldiers wouldn't step up.
But I'm not, my third eye is open.
Maybe if I was blind,
maybe if I was blind, maybe
if I was blind,
I would believe in the American.
American dream, I wouldn't see the American nightmare. I mean, I wouldn't see the hardships and the desperation in the big cities, trailer parks, and Indian reservations. I wouldn't recognize the boys in the hood. We were warriors, now we're greedy, we've been poisoned for good. I mean, there's no more young lords, no more Black Panthers. All we have is the real, the fake, and the studio gangsters. I sweep these problems under the rug. I'd probably be a politician and fall in love with the blood. Money. I know about the homeless and hungry, but they don't fund me like the corporations do to put it bluntly. I was blind, but wait a minute, I'm not. I see all these things in front of me, but will it stop? We're living in hell, and angry is how I feel. If we don't get it together, brethren, I hope heaven's for real. If I was blind, maybe if I was blind, you know what I'm saying?
I see this shit that's happening.
You know what I mean? We see this shit.
Maybe if I was blind,
I ain't even hiding it no more. You know what I mean?
This shit is right in front of my fucking face.
I'm trying to blow up everything, right?
Putting this shit in front of me and expecting me not to see it?
You know what I mean? Yo, are we blind? You know what I mean? Do you think people are blind?
Maybe if I was blind.